Well, okay, you can grow tea in the Scottish hills, but you can also grow tea in the middle of town. I'm here at Chisenhale Primary School near Mile End in the East End of London, and I'm with Helen James, who's the head teacher, and Cassie Liversidge, who is a horticulturalist and a parent, and you're helping them grow tea here. Show us
and
the tea.
Yes. These are the tea gardens. So we've got two small square beds, and within that we've got planted the Camellia sinensis, which is the tea plant.
What does the tea teach the children? What does growing tea teach children, Helen?
I've been up on the roof when Cassie has been doing, on our roof playground, when Cassie has been doing the tea lessons. And it teaches them, again, where food comes from, what it means, and about the amazing uses you can make out of plants that are around us. So it makes them inquisitive and learn more about their ordinary tea.
I'm George. I'm Jamira.
What did you do with tea?
We picked our tea leaves and we made our tea bag.
You made a tea bag of your very own?
With the plants.
What did it taste like?
Very flowery.
And George, what did you learn about tea doing this?
Well, we also learned about the cutty sark, and they made such fast ships because they wanted to take the tea to get back before any of the other ships because they could sell it for a higher price.
But they needn't have bothered. They could have just grown it here.
I think the British were a bit lazy, maybe.
You had flowery tea, Jamira. What did your tea taste like, George?
Mine was a mixture of many different flavours, and it was delicious, yeah. Have a cup of tea.
The future of the nice British cup of tea, 100% British made. Hallelujah, Rosie Lee.
Listening to the BBC World Service.